Holy Spirit, please open our hearts and eyes to have razor-sharp discernment on your direction here. Dear heart dwellers, please take all you have learned on discernment and apply it to this message. If you want to know for sure this is from God. Also, post a comment as well. I'm already branded an ignorant Catholic because I don't agree with all mainline interpretations of Scripture. But let me state the facts. I believe the early church, the one begun on Pentecost, in the upper room, 33 AD, I believe in what was established at that time. But as for what transpired 300 years later, after Rome, I believe there's much merit, but also politically motivated teachings. So here is what the Lord has spoken to me. Okay, so I begin here. Have you ever looked back on your life and exclaimed, "Oh Lord, if only I had known you then, life would have been so different. I would have served you with all my heart. How wonderful that would have been." Well, brace yourselves and seek God until he answers, because this could happen to you. Now, in my 80th year, and I'm one of those people who looks back with a lot of regrets, I cannot tell you how many times I have looked back on my life and longed to do it over again with a new understanding of what life is really all about, namely Jesus and his heart that longs for the return of his children and dreads the very thought of losing just one, maybe even just one evil one. How great is his love and infinite mercy to those who repent and seek him. I'm telling you, it's tremendous, because I was one of those. What if the Lord took us to heaven in the rapture and gave us new, young, healthy bodies and allowed us to return to earth to help those in the most desperate of circumstances? Well, that is what this message is all about. Some of those given their heavenly bodies will be allowed to volunteer to return to earth and help those left behind. Over the past 30 years, both Ezekiel and I have had dreams from the Lord where we made appearances here on earth to help and guide others with their resurrected bodies during the tribulation. For those of you who have followed the Lord's messages on this channel all these years, I think since 2014, you know that we daily have encounters with the angels and the great cloud of witnesses during intercession and times of quiet intimacy with him when he gives us messages. Sometimes he brings along those who have observed us from heaven and desire to help. And they're intercessors just like you and I, except they happen to be in their glorified bodies before the throne of God. The Blessed Mother is not the evil queen of heaven. That is a title given to a nasty demon, Satan's counterfeit, to discredit Mary. In her role as mother to the early church, she has things to share with us for our formation in holiness and courage to be faithful to her precious son. After all, who knows a man better than his mother? His wife? Nah, I don't think so. That's tongue in cheek. In her role as mother to the early church, she has things to share with us for our formation in holiness and courage to be faithful to her precious son. And the wedding in Cana was not just a random event. Jesus was deliberately introducing his mother's role in heaven. She is an advocate, an intercessor, just like the rest of the cloud of witnesses and just like us. You and I, we are intercessors and advocates. Did you really think it was just about wine? It is the Lord clarifying in Scripture the role appointed to his mother. Miracles out of season. Extraordinary concern for her children's embarrassment and suffering would lead him at times to concede to her requests, even when they were out of season. There are multitudes of incidents in Scripture that go unnoticed because of Satan's slander against her and the blindness God has permitted to our separated brethren. I have longed to share this message with you, precious family. It gave me so much hope. A few days ago, Ezekiel had another dream from the Lord, confirming that after the rapture, we will return to help our brothers and sisters on this earth. There is great hope for some souls who didn't get it right in their younger years, and who now deeply regret all the years they wasted living just for themselves. If only I had another chance, Lord. I can't tell you how many times I've said that to him. Jesus began, "My precious ones, you have been faithful to me on this channel, and you will receive from my hand a prophet's reward." What Mother Claire is saying to you is true. I have chosen many who were late bloomers to give them the opportunity to return and restore, to prove their love for me, and to do great good for what I must call my church, the one I founded in the upper room in 33 AD in Jerusalem. Regrettably, history has seen much corruption and deceit from the succession of men taking Peter's place. That is not a reflection on me, but on the state of mankind and the industriousness of Satan, who is the corrupter of souls, along with his fallen angels. Many of you struggle with remorse for the years you wasted on yourself, and you secretly dread the hour in which your life will be examined. At the present time, you are living your lives for me. Scripture says, if a wicked man turns from his wickedness and does right, he shall live and not die. That's Ezekiel 18:21. And my heart is full of mercy and understanding. As it is written, my beloved ones, I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. Jeremiah 31:34. I want your hearts to be totally free of the past you have deeply repented of. I want you to walk in my glory, my forgiveness, and the liberty I obtained for you on the cross. You will be restored to the grace-filled glory of your original spirit, soul, and body, and become who you truly were meant to be. If you are chosen and volunteer to return to earth after the rapture, you will be a testimony of my mercy. When the unbelievers see that, they will be utterly overcome by your transformation. It's my goodness that leads to repentance. Romans 2:4. I would like to share something with you, dear family. When I have not done well, when I have stumbled in my weakness, when I feel like I cannot forgive or love my enemies, and still must face the Lord with my confession, feeling quite guilty and remorseful knowing that I have done wrong and still have the nerve to hold others accountable for their failures. When this happens, the Lord shatters me with His kindness. He is waiting for me, longing to clear my conscience and reinstate His precious bride. And the wonder about this is that He acts entirely opposite of what I was expecting or really deserve. I just melt. I'm wrecked. Just as if an iron wrecking ball broke through that walled-up guilt. Oh, He is so good. This reconciliation that He offers me changes my fear to overwhelming love and gratitude. I am so stunned by His goodness that I never ever want to repeat the evil I have done. Not only out of fear, but out of love and gratitude that the God of all the universe, whom I just failed, wants only for me to arise and get past it, learning from the attitude that led to that failure and never doing it again, depending upon His grace to help me. Jesus said, "I want your hearts to be totally free of the past that you have deeply repented of. I want you to walk in my glory, my forgiveness, and the liberty I obtained for you on the cross. This is who I am, not a punishing God, but a loving parent whose only concern is for your growth and perfection." If the cross did not bring that home to you, I'll find another way to shock you with my kindness. Please take it to heart. I am for you, not against you. I remember your sins no more, and I long only to comfort you and set you back up on your feet. Receive my love. Receive my forgiveness. Receive my heart.